Hi, and welcome to Evolve to Be Radio. This is Audrey Weitzman, your host, and we are here introducing or talking about grounding meditation for your shift in consciousness, and that's what this radio show is all about. What I teach you is what I have used for my own personal process, my own growth. I'm a healer. I'm a graduate of the Barbara Brennan School of Healing. I've worked with many people in their healing process and their personal growth and transformation. And also during that whole entire time of schooling and life and not only working as a practitioner and as a healer, but I've been working on my own process, and I think that is the most important piece that I want to get out into the world, is that no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, you're always going through your own personal shifting and your own personal transformation and your own growth and consciousness. And it doesn't matter. You can be, you know, one of the most well-known personal growth and transformational gurus out there, or you could just be starting your own personal growth journey. It doesn't matter where you're at, but the process itself never stops. It never really ends, and it doesn't matter where you are in the process. There's always different tools that will help you, and the tools that I will be teaching you for your own transformation are tools that helped me. These are the tools that I used for myself, and I truly am. I'm passionate about my work. I'm passionate about helping others in their personal growth and transformation. And I'm always looking for what are the techniques that are going to work? What are going to be the tools that I could put in your toolbox that will be the best tools for you? And not everything that I say and not everything that I am going to do is going to resonate with you. And so what I want you to do is I want you to take what you're learning from me, what you're hearing from me, and if it feels right and if it feels good for you as you try it and it works for you, then that's wonderful. Use it. And if it doesn't work, if it doesn't resonate, if it's something that doesn't really help you in your personal process, then try something else. I think the key here is always trying different things and seeing what works for you and what doesn't. And there's 100 different people out there in the world today teaching, lecturing, sharing their own personal path, their own personal knowledge with you. And you have to decide whether or not it's something that works for you or not. And I guess that's why there's so many different people out there teaching personal growth and transformation, because there's so many different people that are going to resonate in different ways. And what works for you with Wayne Dyer might not work for you when you listen to Deepak Chopra. And they might actually be talking about the same thing. Chances are they really are. But sometimes it's just the delivery of the person. Sometimes it's really about the person that's teaching. Their energy is going to resonate at a certain frequency that will match yours. And so that's kind of what you're looking for. And then sometimes you'll need a different teacher. Sometimes you'll just move on. All of a sudden, what they're saying and what they're doing, it doesn't resonate with you anymore. And that's okay, too. And so it's just an opportunity for you to look at something and say, not that it's good or bad, or not, you're not judging it. What you're doing is you're just saying, I'm moving away from this resonance or this frequency, and I'm moving to another frequency. And you'll find somebody else or another teaching that you'll align with, and that's resonating at the frequency that you're at and that you can connect in with. So that's what I teach. And I think all the people that are out there teaching personal growth and transformation, really what they're doing is that they're emitting an energetic frequency or transmission of a resonance that will tune into your frequency. And it's something that what you need in the moment. And when I do these radio shows too, every morning I sit in meditation and I kind of just ask what's going on. And mostly it's what's going on with me. And so this morning, what I was really noticing, and I've been noticing all week, is that I am moving through a lot of, I don't even want to call it mind chatter, but it's just my mind is talking all the time. And what it's saying is not really nice. So I have been going through a huge week where it's been like an emotional battering on my own self. And what I'm noticing is that it's words of unworthiness, it's words of fear, it's words of not really, I haven't really been in this amazing place where I'm joyful and I'm experiencing life. And I mean, I was in the Bahamas with my kids. So, you know, I was in the most beautiful place. I was on Paradise Island. I was in paradise. And here in my head, I was sitting there thinking about my career, thinking about, well, who's going to listen to me? Or, you know, really thinking about, well, this has been my life path so far up until now, and now I'm shifting and changing, and I'm moving into this different place. And there were just a lot of words of unworthiness and a lot of emotional chatter. And as I was breathing into this, because I spent my whole entire week listening and feeling, and some of it was really painful, where I wanted to cry, or I did cry, or my heart felt like I was breaking my own heart. Like there was nobody else around talking to me. There was nobody. I wasn't sitting with my accountant saying, "Audrey, how are you gonna pay for this year? You know, doing the work that you're doing." There wasn't any of that. It was my own self talking. And at first, I decided, okay, I'm gonna stay with this place. I'm gonna stay in this fear. And I'm just going to feel it. And it felt really crappy. My heart was beating really fast. I was taking these words in as if they were the truth. And I was really believing them. And I was also going into the future. Like, what is my future going to be like? There were other times where I was like, oh, my God, I'm a terrible mother. And how can you be a terrible mom when you take your kids to the Bahamas? I mean, it's pretty impossible in that space to be in a place within your own mind where you're saying, I'm a bad mom. So, you know, it was very evident on the outside, in my outside world, that these weren't my truths. These were kind of like my mind talking, and my mind telling me lies. And then my inner world, my emotions, were believing everything. And so there was just this battle going on, and I sat with it for a week. And I took it all in, because the first thing is, when you ever have any kind of fear, the best thing to do is sit with it, be in it. It's kind of like if you walk hot coals. It's going to hurt while you're walking through the coals, but eventually there's going to be no more coals at the other end of the path. It's the same thing with fear. And a lot of times with my clients, I'll have them sit and I'll say, okay, breathe. Breathe into that fear. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And really, really feel it and walk through it. And sometimes I know for my own personal self that my fear is like walking through the darkest tar where I could barely move an inch. But what I do is I keep walking through it and walking through it and walking through it. And eventually you will get to a place within your consciousness where it will be all light. And that's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to you want to experience the fear, because the fear is going to present itself in your life in some sort of experience, no matter what you do. So if you could take a moment or two in a meditation to really truly experience the fear and live in it as much as you can, you're in a safe environment, because you're not actually having a life experience where you're experiencing your fear. You're intentionally sitting in a chair and experiencing your fear. And this is where the grounding meditation comes in, because before you sit in your fear, do the grounding meditation. Get yourself completely grounded, completely held, completely safe, and you have your allies. You have the earth holding you. You have the electromagnetic grids of the earth, the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth, locking you into the earth's energy, and she will hold you. And this is where the grounding meditation as a tool for you to use in your life is the most beneficial. Because now what you're doing is you are having these tools. You're having a grounding tool. Now I'm giving you how to work with your fear tool. And you're taking responsibility for your life. And what happens with that is you are mastering your life. You are yourself. There's nobody else that is doing this for you. That is something that is so completely empowering. You don't have to pay $200 to go see a healer. You don't have to, you know, I love therapy and I love my therapist, and I have one and I've had them throughout my life. You don't have to go constantly. You don't have to call constantly. You don't have to, I'm not saying that you're going to lead yourself in a way that you have no support system. You know, you still have your friends, you still have your family, you still have your spouse or your partner, you still have your dog or your cat, and you still have all the other healing modalities that have kept you in alignment and working through what you need to work through. Even I, as a healer, I have a healer. I actually have a couple of them, and I go to different ones and depending on what I need. But I always have one on call, and I always make an appointment at least once a month, because I have to have that support. You can't do everything by yourself. But what happens is 24/7 you are experiencing life. And so how are you going to experience your life? How are you going to take responsibility for what's going on with you? So like this morning for me, I woke up and I was in a crappy mood. And not like I was mad or angry, but again, I had these voices going on in my head, and they were making me not feel very good about myself. And, you know, it's Sunday morning, and it's 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm laying in bed breathing, going, you know, not feel good. And I am feeling hopeless right now. So what am I going to do? And what I did was I listened to all the words that had to be spoken to me that were making me not feel good. And I breathed and I said, you know what? These are lies, because that's the truth. The truth is that the fear, the anger, the depression, whatever space that you're in, the criticism, that you're not worthy, who are you to go out and do that? Or whatever those words that you're being confronted with, it's not your truth. And I had a great therapist once tell me, you take those words and just tell that thought or those words to go sit down and watch TV for a little bit because you're not paying attention. And Eckhart Tolle has a great book called A New Earth, and A New Earth talks about this as well, that says that these words or these criticisms, or it's really what it is your ego, and it's a separate entity. It's a separate energy that is not of you. It's not the truth of who you are. The truth of who you are is that we've all heard this saying, and if you haven't heard it, you're going to hear it now. And I don't want to sound cliche, but I'm going to, and is that we are these spiritual beings having a human experience. That is the truth. But how do you get there? How do you, when you're being human, there is so much muck and there's so much chatter and there's so much illusion in front of you. Really, how are you going to know that you're this great spiritual being, this being of light that is all love and, you know, powerful beyond measure, you know, manifesting and creating? And, you know, we don't really know that about ourselves. We don't know ourselves to be that, because we have all this stuff, and it's all the chatter, and it's the ego, and it's the illusions that are sitting in front of us. And so the best thing to do is to take all of that stuff that is not the truth of who we are, it's not light, and it's not love, and start to notice that it's not who you are. And telling it to go sit on a couch is okay for if it's really loud and if it's really damaging to you. But at some point, you're going to have to look at it and you're going to have to come face to face with it and you're going to have to say, stop. It's not me. This is not me. And if you're grounded, you start to feel that. When you do the grounding meditations and you're deep into the earth and you're actually, your essence and the earth's essence are bonding together, and you're feeling the love of the earth, and you're starting to open, and you're starting to expand, and you are starting to wash away what no longer serves you as you go into that molten lava core. All the little stuff, all the layers of gunk start to come off, and you can start to know the truth of who you are. And that's what we're moving towards. You know, this personal growth and transformation, what does that mean? It means getting off all the gunk of our humanness and being in a place where we can be human and we can know ourselves as a spiritual being of light at the same time, and then start creating from that place. The getting there is the hardest part, because that's when you have to walk through the muck. That's where you have to literally take step by step through all the tar and through all of the criticism and through all of the lack of self-love in order to find the light that is at the middle, at the center. And and so it's a journey, and we're all going through this journey. We're all at different places on the journey. None of us are going to be at exactly the same spot. You'll never, you know, you might look at your friends and you might say, oh, wow, look at that. That guy is manifesting. Oh, my God, I wish I could manifest like that. Or, you know, that girl's over there, she just found her twin flame. How amazing is that? You know, so you can't look at anybody else other than to look at them in admiration and say, wow, look at that. Look at how amazing they are walking on their journey, and take that in as, I could do that too. And what if there's somebody behind you? What if there's a friend that just cannot get out of their own stuff? They can't. And they're sometimes they're really, really hard to be around. And what you can do for those people is that you can see them as beings of light. And maybe that might be really, really tough. It might be really hard, but it's there. It is truly, truly there. Each and every one of us has that spark of divinity in us. And if you can hold that for that person, eventually they will find it for themselves. When I'm in the healing room, this is a great story. So I have a client, and she comes in, and she's 67 years old. She's a nurse, and she actually saw a healer at the doctor's office that I was working at, and said this is her path. She is going to start her spiritual path. She went and saw this healer, and this healer recommended that she go to the same healing school that we went to, and she was very, very excited because she finally found it at 67 years old. This is going to be the best thing ever. She finally found her life purpose. And a week and a half later, she got diagnosed with cancer. And it was stage 4 ovarian cancer, and it was everywhere. And the healer that she originally saw was a teacher at our school, so she wasn't in town very often, and she wanted to see somebody in person. So I worked full-time as a healer, and she came in to see me. And this woman was shaking from head to toe. And I left the room. I said, excuse me for a minute, and I left the room, and I went to the doctor that I work for, who I love her so much. She's an amazing doctor. Her name is Dr. Marilyn Mitchell, and she works in the Chicagoland area. We went to healing school together, and I came out there, and I looked at her, and I said, Marilyn, what am I going to do? I can't work on this lady. And Marilyn looked at me and she goes, yes, you can, Audrey. And I came back into the room and I breathed and I did the only thing that I knew how to do was that I reached into myself and I felt my light. I felt myself as a spiritual being of light. And when I was able to do that within my own self, I was able to touch into hers, and hers was small. I saw it as being very small, but that's what I held on to because I knew she was just the same as me, and she was a spark of divinity having a human experience and being in this human physical world, and she was scared. And so what we did, we just did a grounding exercise, and I got her breathing, and I got her calm, and I got her relaxed. And we worked with the cancer from there. I saw her in November, and by February, she had been seeing me once a week. And that's mostly what we worked on. We worked on grounding and not being in fear. And I held her in this place where she was this powerful spiritual being of light. And we did a lot of visualization, and I did a lot of releasing the cancer out of her field and restructuring her field and different things that I do as a healer. But for her, for my client, and for our process, the most profound place for her to be was for her to feel grounded, for her to feel safe. And as she felt grounded and safe, she knew that she could, I don't want to say beat this cancer because I don't believe we're battling cancer. I believe that cancer is an amazing opportunity for us to grow. And so I see cancer as something good. And that's where I got her. And the only reason why I got her there was because she was feeling grounded and she was feeling safe and she knew that she could start taking the lead in her healing process. And that is exactly what she did. She did the meditations every day. She started doing a lot of detoxing, where she changed her diet and she was drinking green drinks every day. She found her own nutritional expert that helped her with the detoxification. Although I know a little bit about it, and so does the doctor that I work with, she actually found an outside support system that helped her with that. And she really started taking responsibility for her healing process. And what I want to say is, just to make a long story short, is that by February 25th, she was scheduled for an operation to remove the cancer. She had been going through chemotherapy treatments for once a week, I think for 6 weeks, something like that. And she had been coming in to see me once a week. And the last two times I saw her was before she had her surgery. Prior to her coming to see me the week before her surgery, she had had a CAT scan done, or an MRI. I'm not sure which one. I would have to go back into my file and find out. But they needed to find out. They were scheduling an 8-hour surgery, and they needed to figure out exactly where they were going in. So they were going in to remove 4 inches of her colon. She had a huge mass in her lower left quadrant of her torso, or her abdomen. Her whole entire peritoneal sheath was covered in cancer. And she had a polyp in her left lung, her lower left lung. And, of course, they were going to give her a full hysterectomy because it was ovarian cancer. And I worked on her 3 days after she had this MRI CAT scan done so they could schedule her surgery. And while I was giving her a healing, and most of the healings that I was doing on her, because my guidance was telling me there was nothing more to do than to hold her in the space of love. And so a lot of the healing session, the time would be spent holding her in this place where I just saw her as this being of light. And I was holding her, and I heard this booming voice in my head saying, they will operate on her and they will find no cancer, but they will still have to give her a full hysterectomy. I'm pretty sure the words exactly are, they will open her up, they will find nothing, they will still give her a full hysterectomy. Tell her. And I was like, I'm not saying anything. Even for me as a healer, I'm not allowed to diagnose. And for me to go in and say, they're not going to find any cancer within you, and they're going to open you up and give you a hysterectomy and then close you back up again, is a very, I was scared. I don't know how other healers are, but I was scared. This was something that I would probably be risking my reputation. That's how I thought in the moment, and this was a couple years ago. And there was this overwhelming feeling inside of me. I didn't hear the booming voice again, but there was this overwhelming feeling saying, "You must tell her. You must tell her." And I took the risk and I took the chance, and I just told my client. I said, "I just heard this booming voice. They're going to open you up. They're not going to find any cancer. They're still going to, but they still have to give you a full hysterectomy. And I just want you to be prepared for that." And she said, okay. And we continued with the healing. A week came by. She had the 8-hour surgery scheduled. 3.5 hours into it, her husband actually called me and he said, "I don't know what you did, but thank you so much. I'm going to cry now." They opened up my wife, and they didn't find any cancer within her body whatsoever. They found there's a few cells on the peritoneal sheath, and that is it. But they didn't have to remove her colon. There was no mass in her lower left quadrant. There was no polyp in her lungs, and they still had to give her the full hysterectomy, which is why the operation took so long. But they were mystified because a week before this, they had given her a CAT scan or an MRI, which showed cancer all over her body. And, I said, I didn't do anything. you know, it's not me. It's your wife is amazing because she was able to keep herself grounded and maintain a sense of being within herself where she can do her own healing work and her own healing process. So that is why I know that this work is very powerful, and I know that this work is transformational. And I know from personal experience, my own, and working with my clients, that this work is very, very profound and very, very effective. And it's a great tool to have in your toolbox for your own personal process, and so that you can take responsibility and master your own sense of well-being. And not only your sense of well-being, but really remembering the truth of who you are. So now we're going to go into the meditation. And what I would love to do in this meditation is spend some extra time in the molten lava core layer of the earth. And this is where there can be so much burning off of the gunk. And when I'm in that mindset, like this morning, I did my meditation and I spent a lot of time in that molten lava layer of the earth. And what I'm going to have, hopefully in the next couple weeks, is I'll have something online where you can actually have a visual of what these different layers of the earth look like. So just find the place that's the most comfortable for you, whether it's laying down, sitting in a chair, or standing up. If you're standing up, your legs are shoulder width apart.
Yeah,
and there's a slight bend in your knee.
Caller on line two.
Should I take them?
If you want, it's up to you.
Sure. Okay, because we haven't started yet. Hello? There's a caller.
Audrey?
Yes?
Hello, my name is Deborah, and I just wanted to say I know that you were in the Bahamas feeling bad. But you had several people here that really missed you last week, and I just wanted to let you know that. And also, a couple weeks ago, you did a healing at the end of your show, along with your guided meditation. And my dog had been having some problems. I had found him on the floor shaking. He was throwing up, and I was just lost as to what was going on with him, and I felt it was more of an emotional thing because he wasn't sick enough to take him to the vet. But after that healing session, and I put my hands on him, and we were together during your show that week, and following, he was so much happier.
Wow!
And I don't know how to explain that, and I don't, you know, I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know how to explain it either, to be honest. I've been doing this for years, over 15 years, and I'm still amazed and in wonder and awe with all of it. So I'm so glad that you took the opportunity to bring your dog in. That is so cool. That's great. And that's great for everybody to hear, too, that, you know, if your child is sick, too, that just lay hands on them and allow that energy to go through.
I was wondering if you could do some more of those healings sometimes right before you end your show.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I do the meditation about the show. Like, I could see the people that are listening, and I kind of ask what everybody needs. And it was very, very clear, and even I was like, well, how am I supposed to do that? You know, it's a oneness blessing because I'm a certified oneness blessing giver. And my guidance or whatever just said, you know, just do it. You'll figure it out. It'll happen. Don't worry about it. But it was something that I had to do. So, and I'm glad that there was somebody there that actually benefited and needed, and, you know, and it was something that was really needed. So,
yes,
I'm glad. Thank you.
And I have a friend that is too shy to call in, but they need a little extra healing today too. So, and I have several of my friends that are listening to you now every Sunday. So don't feel
thank
like
you.
Nobody's listening.
You know, I do. I totally feel like nobody's listening. And it's
well,
right now,
we are out here listening to you.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad.
And I really just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really feel that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll let you go on with our guided meditation now.
All right, and then I'll do at the end. I will absolutely do the healing at the end. So thank you for that reminder too.
Okay,
and I'll just
Audrey,
put it into the show. I'll do it at the end of every show. That's how I'll end it then.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, done.
Okay. All right.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, so, you know, I love that. I love the connection. I love the feedback, but I only love the feedback because I love to hear the stories. I love to hear people's journey. I love to hear people's stories. That's what we're all here for. We are all here to inspire each other. And so the connection is wonderful. So thank you so much for calling in. And whoever is shy, you're talking to the world's shyest person here. So I totally get it. But call in anyways because it's fun. Okay. So receive a deep breath in and out. And again, if you're standing doing the meditation, feet are shoulder width apart, there's a slight bend in your knee and your eyes are open, find a spot on the floor in front of you about 4 feet to focus on. If you're sitting in a chair, your back is straight, prop yourself up with a pillow. You want your feet flat on the floor. I'm actually sitting and I'm sitting on a little stool, so I'm kind of sitting at the edge. And if you're laying down, you're fine. Don't worry about it. If you fall asleep, no worries. You're still getting the meditation. So take a deep breath in and out. And receive another deep breath in and out. And I want you to imagine a ball of white light above you and a ball of white light below you. And these balls of white light are kind of spinning in a clockwise direction, and they're sucking everything up that doesn't need to be here anymore. Just if you could visualize a fine mist of gray matter just being sucked up through these balls of white light above and below you, that'll really clear the space. It'll clear your field. And then place your hands 3 inches below your belly button, your fingertips, and just gently with your energetic fingers, just sink your fingers in and feel for a ball of white light that's sitting right above, right in front of your spinal column. And allow that ball of light to grow. Allow it to grow to the size of a baseball, to the size of a softball. Let it grow so it fills your pelvic area, touching your hip bones. And then allow that ball of light, this is the essence, this is who you are. Just allow that ball of light to expand out 360 degrees around you so it's touching the edges of your pranic tube. And remember, your pranic tube is beyond your physical form. So this pranic tube, I see mine as a tube of blue light surrounding me, and mine's about 2 feet beyond my body. And sometimes people see it as like a male tube, and the male just shoots through. But allow your essence, your ball of light, to touch the sides of your pranic tube. And I place my hands outside, about a foot away from my body. so I can feel the pulsing. I like to feel my energy. Sometimes I can't see it. So I remember my guidance shut all of my high sense perception off for about 6 months, and the only thing I can do was feel energy. And it was not fun because I was in school being graded on my high sense perception. So everything that I had been accustomed to using as my high sense perception, especially my sense of knowing, everything was gone, and I really had to feel my energy. So if you can feel that pulsing sensation between your body and your hand, that's just one way of sensing your energy. The other thing to do is just to imagine. Just use your imagination. Because our thoughts move fast. And so as you're developing a thought that your energy is touching your pranic tube, it actually is. And then just shoot that ball of light straight down past your legs and down into the earth, moving through those layers of earth. And when I'm moving through these layers of earth, this is the top crust of the earth. I always feel a sense of gratitude and just knowing, you know, this is where all the roots of the trees plug into. This is where the water comes from. And it's about, I don't know, I'm not a geologist, but it's like 4,000 feet down. Or, I'm sorry, 4,000 miles down. And you're just moving as slow or as fast as you want down into the earth until you hit the crusted, molten lava layer. And there's like a little layer of crust there that you kind of just push through. And then you enter into the molten lava and just notice what your energy does. Just notice how it shifts and changes. You know, what is it? What's the temperature like in this molten lava rock? This is heated up granite, so there's a huge charge to it. And this is where you can tell yourself and your energy, I'm going to burn off what is no longer needed, what no longer serves me in this moment. If there's any negative chatter, mind chatter, any criticism that's going on, any part of your ego that you would like to just burn off, you know, your ego is not bad or good, but it doesn't need to be there anymore. And just burning all that off. I see it as it gets really charred black and then it goes, just turns into fine dust. And I want you to walk through this layer of molten lava. And how does it feel when you walk through it? And I want you to walk until you see a being of light. And if you don't see a being of light, I want you to call to the goddess of this molten lava level. So this is the goddess Pele. This is the goddess of creation, the goddess of fire. Just call to her presence. And however you sense, her presence will come to you. And she might be a little scary, by the way. I remember my first time meeting her. I was a little intimidated. But you'll notice there's a gentleness about her. And a meeting as if you are an equal, because that's what you are. Anytime you meet a guide, they are in such awe and reverence of you being in human form. There's no other way that they can see you, but clearly with honor and respect and unconditional love. And if you're seeing anything else in the moment, it's your own stuff. It's your own feeling of unworthiness. Just notice it. And hold out your hands and just ask for her to burn off what no longer serves you. You're ready to let go. And in this moment, you're allowing her to take off and burn off what no longer serves you. All the mind chatter, all the negative ego, all the criticism. Everything that keeps you from experiencing the truth of who you are as a powerful being of light. And all you need to do is stand in gratitude for this moment. And knowing that you can come back to this place anytime you're feeling in those moments of life where you just need to get rid of some stuff, you can always come back here. You can always ask Pele for any kind of guidance whatsoever. You can ask for a gift from her. Say, ready. You're ready for a gift. You're ready to receive in that moment. So you can always come back. And then just follow your pranic tube down through that molten lava layer. Push through the crusty core and push down into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth. So now that you've just cleared your field from the molten lava core, you have this new energy that needs to lock into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth. So as you're moving down through these lines of light, you're connecting, clearing, and charging. It's just clearing all the little debris that is left over, connecting, clearing, and charging as you're moving down through this layer, through this field of permanent electromagnetic grids. And you're heading down towards a beautiful ball of light, which is the essence of Mother Earth. And you're just sinking down and dropping into that golden ball of light. And just you're following where your feet would be, you just kind of sink down and stop at a place that's your place. And as your feet kind of hit there's really nothing there, but it just kind of, your feet just stop. And as they stop, just look down with your spiritual eyes and notice a beautiful crystalline flower coming up and wrapping itself around your feet. And really holding on to your feet in this beautiful, beautiful way. And right in this moment, I'm actually being called to do the meditation, the healing meditation. So I'm just going to stop for a few minutes. Just receive a deep breath in. And being in your heart. I'm asking with divine grace that I become an open and clear channel for healing energy. And in this moment, too, I want you to really feel Mother Earth wrapping her heart and her essence and who she is as a spiritual being of light, wrapping herself around you and holding you in the most amazing, loving, healing hug that you have ever had. You are a child of the Earth. Just as you are a child of God, you are a child of the Earth because we are here having this human experience.
And she deeply, deeply loves and appreciates you for all this. And it doesn't matter if you didn't do your recycling yesterday. And it doesn't matter if you didn't water your plants. And it doesn't matter if you didn't honor the earth the way you think that you should have. There's no shoulding on yourself. In this moment, just receive, open and receive. And then allow yourself to feel the grace where your own honor and gratitude open like a flower. And the petals just unfold in your heart, and that appreciation and that love that you can give back and gratitude that you can give back to Mother Earth is all right there in that hug. And you might even find that it might be too much and too overwhelming for you to take this in. You might actually be experiencing a pain in your heart center. And just be with that. Just know it's okay. You're either hitting up against something, or a lot of times it's just our heart is expanding so much we're not used to it. So it's kind of like, when you start using a new muscle at the gym and you're a little bit sore from those, bicep curls, it's the same thing too with your heart. As we open and we expand, it's like using a new muscle. So that uncomfortable feeling might just be a newness in your own space, a newness in your being, a newness in your awareness of your consciousness and in the awareness of your own expansion. And receive a deep breath in this place. And thank the Mother Earth for all that she has given you. And all the protection and the security and the safety and her knowledge and her wisdom. Knowing that you are deeply connected to her. And before you leave this space, knowing that her energy is combined with your energy. The two of you are one. And as you move back up through the layers of the earth, you are still one. You are taking her energy with you. And so now you begin your ascension up through the layers of the earth, through your pranic tube as a ball of light. You move out of the essence of Mother Earth and through the electromagnetic grids of the earth, you're connecting, clearing, and charging in this new space, in this new energy of you and the earth as one, in this new place of healing where you've just released what no longer serves you. So you're connecting and clearing and charging, and these permanent electromagnetic grids are actually locking you into this new energetic frequency. As you move up through these lines of light, know this. locking into a different frequency, a new frequency of higher vibration, where you are more aligned with the truth of who you are than ever before. And now as you move up through the molten lava core of the earth, that layer of molten lava rock is heating and melding into place this new way of being, this new connection, the new energy. And then up through the layers of the earth, feeling the pressure as you hit your feet, and up into your heart, and expanding that energy out, the oneness, that your essence and Mother Earth's essence out 360 degrees around you, like a giant explosion of light. And breathe that in, because that is the truth of who you are. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for participating. And thank you so much for allowing me to be here and sharing myself with you. Have an amazing, amazing day. And I'll see you next week.